T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
But first and foremost, Mike's putting all kinds of things out there, Steve. I'm going to let you know about Trae Young right now after this post where Trae is basically saying, well, he really didn't say anything. But he did have us wondering about what the situation is with this injury. What can you tell Hawks fans about this?
Well, the first thing is nobody should be over-speculating. And candidly, in light of what just happened in the NBA and talking about injuries and players and time, whether it's short-term, long-term, I don't feel comfortable answering the question, so I apologize. But I don't think it's the right thing to do. And so when we're ready, the team and Trae will put out an announcement. But, you know, Trae's a man of faith and put out something that I don't think we should be interpreting or, more importantly, misinterpreting. Michael.
No, I just – but you, Steve, as a guy who made his bones in the media, you know, the longer that something goes on and there's not definitive information, speculation, rumors –
well,
and,
let me
and
tell you
freaking
what
out occurs.
The weather, well, the weather was so bad in New York yesterday, we couldn't get Trae home. So that's why it's been a delay.
Gotcha.
Okay. We literally couldn't get him to, we couldn't get him to Emory. My son was coming home for a wedding, supposed to be in Atlanta at 4 o'clock, and didn't get into the house till after 1.
Gotcha.
So, okay. And there were only a couple of planes, and so that's what the delay is. He didn't see a doctor until today. Okay. That I'm comfortable in saying.
All right.
Was that there was weather? It wasn't TSA or anything like that, huh? No.
Where Trae was flying, there are no TSA.
All right. Just want to ask. Want to make sure. Right. Hey, because we know that's played a role in a lot of people's flights as of late. Hey, Steve, let's talk about where our team is. You know, without Trae, and it's been established, he's not going to play tonight, guys. We know that. But the news today, as Mike and I have been talking about, third-year option exercised on Zachary Richaud-Shea. The organization feels really good about the future of Zachary, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's crazy. He still can't legally drink. He's 20 years old.
Crazy. Oh. I mean, he's from France. They drink when they're like 6 over there.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but yes. But more importantly, he showed so much in the second half of last year, looked great in training camp. And, you know, look, we're trying to get our sea legs playing together. You heard all of our guys say we need a little time to gel. You saw the opening quarter against Brooklyn looked amazing. Porzingis was dominating. Then we dipped back down when we had to go to certain aspects. And then, you know, Trae got hurt. And Luke Kennard came in and had his best game since he's been with the team. So, you know, it's going to be a little unsteady for the next few games. But we're very, very optimistic. Nothing has made us feel any different that it's going to be a good season.
Okay. I mean, it's, you know, we spent all this offseason talking about, you know, hopefully Jalen Johnson stays healthy, and he's looked really good, save for, you know, one night that he was a little banged up. Just the defensive cohesion, I guess the best way to describe it is a work in progress, Steve?
Yes, a work in progress without the tonal sarcasm would be the right the right way to say it.
Okay.
A work in progress with definitive, strong adjectives and verbs and adverbs all being used, not like work in progress.
No. Hawks in Indiana tonight. Pre-game's at 6:30, tips at 7 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then we get Hawks taking on Orlando Tuesday at home, guys. And then Toronto comes in next Friday. So, again, a great opportunity for you to get out and check out the Hawks. I want to ask you about the NBA and the referees using headsets during the regular season games for the first time. This story came out, and everybody's like, okay, what's this mean? Apparently, and I want to set the record straight, they're rolling out two phases. One, first phase is to continue into January, but it's going to see officials in the NBA, guys, having an earpiece clipped to their uniforms.
Okay.
And they can use it during instant replay reviews or other stoppages, but not during live play. The second phase, okay, which at some point they'll implement and they're saying it's going to run maybe through the All-Star break. And again, the NBA is testing this out, Steve, and I want to get your thoughts. They will wear these earpieces throughout the game, including during live play, and will be able to communicate directly with the replay center and each other at all times. So that way officials can actually talk to each other and what they're seeing and what's going on. And I think it will help.
Transparency.
Yeah, right? And also to gain control of some of these games. If, you know, things are getting out of hand or guys are pushing each other around. But, Steve, this is interesting. What do you make of this from the NBA?
I'm really pleased and impressed with this, because it's embracing technology and what it can do. If it makes it a better game, a faster game, a fairer game, then, you know, we're excited about it. And the technology and the camera angles are there. You know, I mean, you see the end of the every play almost looks with the player looking at the referee like he stole his lunch money. You know, and we want to be able we want to be able to have players play in the flow of the game.
Right.
And so I think it's a, you know, I think it's a great thing if we can technologically pull it off.
Yeah.
You know, I equate it to replay assist. And those of us who watch way too many hours of football, yeah, all know what we're talking about.
Right.
You know, instead of going and setting up the ridiculous little TV and the referee there,
right,
they're saying into his ear, he made the first down. Let's go.
Right. That's the thing. I mean,
so that's what I equate it to.
That's a way to look at it, Steve, because I've always said if you already know you're sitting on your couch, there's no reason for this to take 5 minutes, especially when you're at the arena when it's like watching paint dry. Speaking of television,
exactly.
All right, Steve Kuhn, guys, joins us, our weekly visit. If you're new to Dukes and Bell, big shot in the TV business after being a big shot in the Coca-Cola and Sprite business, Carl, and now CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. What do you make of this? And I know it always seems to come up when fans want something, like the NBA's here and now ESPN and football and the YouTube TV thing with Disney.
I think a band in the 90s said it best. Money, 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 money. Money.
So now it's a matter of who blinks. Paid. So who blinks, right? And Disney's not going to blink.
I think they get it resolved probably before Monday Night Football. But I'll tell you what, I have YouTube TV also, and I wanted to watch Scott Van Pelt last night. Could not for the life of me, figuring at 12:06 at night where the hell he was.
Right.
And then I remembered reading that they were going to drop it at midnight, and they sure did. But I think it will come back, and you know, you can get the ESPN Plus app, and YouTube offered me a $20 rebate if it goes an extended period, which I have no earthly idea what that means.
Right.
But these are fights about money, period. And they're not. And the problem is the fan is the one that suffers.
Right.
And that's what stinks.
Coming
absolutely
up,
absolutely stinks.
Yeah, no doubt. Coming up in about 10 minutes, guys, more on the Falcons. Big matchup with the Patriots. Also, we'll hear from Caden Ellis, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. More about the Dogs and college football as well. Steve Kuhn joining us. Steve, I just want to mention this, and I want to get your thoughts. What are people saying around your circles? Because Victor Wembanyama is unbelievable. Spurs are off to their best start in 50 years. Now, remember, they had all those years with Tim Duncan and David Robinson, and they're 5-0 for the first time in their club's history. But I want to talk about these young stars. And Wimby may be just completely different. And I don't know what you're hearing about him, but, you know, last year the blood clots and stuff took him out of the season, and everybody was like, wow, even though he didn't play a full year, he still led the league in blocks. So what are you hearing about Wimby and how special he can be?
I mean, here's another kid. I don't think he's – I think he's 21 or 22.
Right.
I saw his opening game, you know, 40-15 and not one turnover. Come on.
Right, it's crazy.
Come on. You know, my goodness gracious. He's going to be something special. I mean, if you remember, San Antonio has Tony Parker, who was the team owner of Wimby's French team.
Right.
And they basically sold their souls to tank to get him. And where Utah and several other teams have tanked, and then when the ping pong balls didn't fall their way, the ping pong balls fell for San Antonio, and they might have a 15-year dynasty with this guy.
Right, just unbelievable. Know?
And then they put together Stephen Castle, last year's Rookie of the Year, beating out Reese Hoshea, argument, you know, potentially. And then they had the second pick in the draft with Dylan Harper. So there's something special. But this guy, you know, I said one of the things that I worry about is LeBron and Steph aging, because when they come to town, it makes both a financial difference and an attention difference. And, you know, it's the difference between a game and a huge game. And when those two guys retire, the league needs someone to fill their shoes. And I'm excited that, you know, Wimby looks like he might be the guy. We need a couple of others.
Right.
You know, Anthony Edwards, our own Trey, and others, but there's a difference between an all-star and a superstar.
Right.
And Wimby is turning quickly into a global superstar.
And let's hope that the Pelicans continue to lose, because the Hawks have that unprotected pick in the trade. And right now they're one of the teams that are winless. Pacers, Brooklyn, who we just beat, and also 0-4 New Orleans. Steve, we may get lucky. And again, I need you up there to get the ping pong balls.
Uh-oh.
I mean, for that pick, that's if there's going to be, you know, that lottery, and we got that, we need you up there. With all due respect to Jamie Gertz,
let's talk this through.
You're the guy we need.
I have turned it down a few times. I have turned it down.
Why?
Okay.
Why? Everyone loves you.
Why? I'm going to tell you why. Everyone did love me till we end up with the sixth pick, and that's the fat jerk who picked the wrong ping pong ball. Mm. So
okay,
I will see. I will talk to my astrologist. I will talk to. You know, let's just get New Orleans in that situation that we're debating who should come and, you know, pick the ping pong ball.
All right.
Nothing would be finer.
Right on.
But, you know, let's cure against New Orleans tonight.
Yeah.
My new hobby.
No doubt. It's our side hobby. It's the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks guys. He joins us on a weekly basis. Last thing as we get ready to get out of here with you, and that's Dogs taking on Florida. We know the rivalry. Florida fires their coach. Doesn't mean anything, right, Steve? I mean, like, Mike and I have been talking about this game. Georgia's favorite, as they should be, but this game takes a break in Jacksonville after this particular matchup for the renovations that are going to be going on down there. Well, what do you think happens this weekend?
I think no matter who the coach is, and by the way, in my more than 50 years of following this game, I cannot remember an interim coach ever participating. I mean, it's so novel. And right. In the pro game, you kind of do get a coach bump. I don't know if that happens in college.
Right.
But here's what I do know. We have Kirby Smart, and they don't. And so I think, you know, it'll be a reasonable game. I'm picking the Dogs by 78 points.
Dogs by 78.
No, I'm with you. I mean, it's just you don't know, as Steve said, you know, the emotions for the kids. And do the kids check out? Do they buy into the interim coach? Are they already thinking where they're playing next year? You know, but it's still a Georgia defense which gives up a lot of points. So we shall see. I think it goes into the third or fourth quarter.
Well,
I think there's one key word that I love to get in this every week. Aggression! And if Kirby has them playing aggressively with his aggression, we should be just fine. So maybe 65 points, but
all right.
I don't think anything much closer.
Carl, don't you think Steve was elite today?
Steve was. And if you're just joining us, we want to be...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Clear, we did.
Thank you.
We asked our CEO about an update on Trae Young.
And he totally stonewalled us.
No, he said, in light of what's happened recently with the NBA, I don't feel comfortable answering that question. We have to respect that. And if you don't know what we're talking about, do your research. But Trae is out tonight. We'll see what happens going forward. Steve, thanks so much as always. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Let's go Hawks tonight.
Yep.
Tune in and watch us.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.